Hello Internet, I am Firebolt.
And I'm the Orbiter.
And we are collectively known as
Breaking Dad. We've been asked to put together an advert. What are we going to say?
So we have a podcast called Breaking Bollocks. And
Where we talk about stuff.
Yeah, we do just talk bollocks. That's where the name comes from.
Yeah, it's quite sweary.
The other podcast is Better Call Paul.
A Musician's Diary.
Which is basically him talking about his adventures as a musician.
Well, that was awkward.
Let's not do an advert again.
Hula hoops, quavers, monster munch behaviour, frazzle space raiders, babies and potatoes. Crisp war. All right, there we go. Crisp wars.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we're coming for you?
Eat crisps every day.
It didn't catch on, did he?
No.
I was waiting for a Paul Brill edited special. Eat crisps every day. Dance, beat, riff.
I'm going to stick with it, though. I like it.
If you throw enough shit at the wall, mate, it'll stick.
Yeah, that's basically what I do every day.
Eat crisps in between eating crisps.
Eat crisps, throw shit at the wall. Eat crisps, throw shit at the wall. Eventually it sticks.
Woohoo! So, we are back. This is the quarterfinals of Crisp Wars. This is getting tense now. Serious. But, before we kick off with this, I'd like to send out a massive thank you to listener Dave Elliott. He is from the Highlands up there somewhere. I don't quite know where, but he sent a box of lawn sausage and brown sauce. Is it McKay's crisps? Do you want me to go and get me a bag quick and I'll show you?
Get a bag.
I'm going to get a bag. I can't fucking remember what they're called. Hold on.
They sound good, though. I want to eat them so bad. Lawn sausage is well nice. I'm actually talking to myself at the moment. Craig's run off to get the crisps. And he's back. Fucking about with his headset.
There we go. These are McKay's.
Scotland. The lawn sausage.
Aye. What was that?
Terrible.
Lawn sausage and brown sauce. So I'm going to send some down to yourself once the lovely Sinead sends over the Irish crisps. And then we've got, Daniel as well, isn't he? He's sending some more from Scotland.
Are we going to do like Scotland versus Ireland? Like crisp battle. Oh,
Battle of the Celts, a crisp battle to the end. Through the ages, a historical battle. I was there for the International Crisp Wars. We need some Viking crisps as well.
And it's gonna have to be like just us deciding, because if we put like these crisps out to the vote, most people won't have had them, won't be able to get them. So it's just going to be down to us. We're going to have the thumbs up or the thumbs down. We've got the power.
I got the power. So this shit's getting real. It's become like a commune, a crisp commune, a crisp-munity. Crisp-munity, yeah. A community of crisp lovers, if you will.
Yeah, people have been getting involved. I've been quite amazed, actually, how much crisps seem to mean to a lot of people.
I think the ghost of Michael Jackson and Elton John are doing a crisp charity single.
Well, Elton John can't sing, and Michael Jackson, you shouldn't listen to his music because he's a nonce. He was.
Probably he might still be noncing wherever he is now, yeah.
Him and Savile.
Crisp noncing. Oh, don't ruin crisps.
We've dragged it down, haven't we? Already. Haven't even started.
Come on. Let's crack on. So thanks, guys. Much appreciated.
Awesome stuff. Legends. Crisp legends.
Or as we say, credgens. Something will stick eventually.
Yeah, that ain't sticking. You can throw that at a wall as much as you want.
Credgens. You are on the Credgens Wall of Honor.
Legends of Crisps. Crisp Gods. TV.
Yeah. Crisp nonsense. No.
No. I'm sure they don't want to be called that.
What is a crisp nonce? He interviews with crisps.
I'm guessing a crisp nonce would implement the crisp as their main weapon in the pursuit of kids, right? Because you'd have a crisp nonce, a sweet nonce, a chocolate nonce. There might be a toy nonce. I mean,
I was just thinking of sticking my dick in a bag of crisps.
I don't think that makes you noncey. I just think that makes you, well, I don't know what it makes you. Fucking makes you need some kind of counselling, maybe.
It's counselling.
All right, quarterfinals. We got the quarterfinal results.
I do not know the results.
No, you don't. I've added them all up. Let's start with quarterfinal one. Nice and spicy knickknacks versus skips. What is your feeling in this match?
So we all know my magic gut. So my magic gut, if it feels something, it's always the opposite. Okay? So my magic gut is saying skips. And my head is saying skips as well, to be honest, because they just piss all over nice and spicy knickknacks.
Yeah, it's not a great battle for me personally. I don't really like knickknacks, and I certainly don't like skips. I didn't expect skips to get this far, but they were shown a lot of love in the round before, their opening round. But it is a knickknack victory. Nice and spicy knickknacks, 67 votes to 44 votes for the skips. So the skips
have
got
100 votes.
Yeah, for that match.
Boom. All the toddlers must have been in bed early, so they couldn't vote.
It is a weird thing, the skip. It's not really... I don't know what it is. It's like, it's not a crisp. Like, the minute you put it in your mouth, it's gone.
It was punching above its weight, and it's been knocked out by a Goliath.
Yeah, it's a bit like one of, you know, like a non-league side that gets to a, you know, gets as a little run in the FA Cup and then gets, you know, sorted out by someone serious.
They're now financially secure for a couple of years. So, paid for a new stand.
So, skip lovers, you might get a different flavour rather than that horrible prawn cocktail one. They're going to fall to make something else. But skips are gone. Nice and spicy knickknacks are through. Quarterfinal two. Salt and vinegar discos versus Doritos chili heat wave.
No contest, mate. No contest. It's got to be salt and vinegar discos all day long.
Yeah, this is a This was a matchup that was personal to me. Salt and vinegar discos. They're probably my number one crisp. I fucking love them, and I hadn't had the Doritos chili heat wave until we tried them, or I tried them when we were doing this, and they were rubbish, man. That's not a crisp. I don't know what it is. It was completely
a load of minced beef on it and cheese. You're laughing.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the crisp in its raw form. You know, you're talking about masking the flavour that it's presented in the bag as, and that was poor for me. I'm not a fan of nacho type things anyway, but that was poor. So you think salt and vinegar discos, yeah?
Yeah, all day long.
All right, so salt and vinegar discos, they got 57 votes. Doritos chili heat wave, they got 34, they're gone.
Get out. Get on the skip. Get on the skips.
Hey. Get in a bin, Doritos. Your time's up. Salt and vinegar discos. The mighty salt and vinegar discos go through to the semis.
Are they the number one seed? Because there's not a cheese and onion in here. We need cheese and onion in next season.
That's true. There don't seem to be a lot of love for cheese and onion, though. Like, I don't think it's a flavour that people seem to hate, but no one seems to... You know, go bandy over it.
Everyone was trying to be smart with their suggestions. They picked this obscure, weird crisp that I had once while standing on one leg whilst swimming in a pool of milk.
We could do one that was like a hipster one. I'm sure if I took an afternoon out and I went a Shoreditch around that way, I'm sure I could find some like hipster crisps in one of them shops where the people have got them, you know, them tashes that they put wax on and they got a penny farthing outside.
Yeah.
We'll try and find some hipster crisps. I don't know what flavour that would be. Smug opinions and up my own arse vinegar or something.
Tory vinegar.
Shitty little pointy shoes and onion.
Shiny shoes. Now, right, the only for next season, because this will come back on the This and That podcast. The only guaranteed crisp that's in there is this year's winner.
Ooh,
everything
I like
else
it.
Is everything else is getting thrown into the hat. So for suggestions, so there you go. Next round, go on, let's go.
All right, quarterfinal three was Beef Monster Munch up against Frazzles.
Can't call this one. I can't call it. Oh, it right. My magic gut is saying it's got to be Beef Monster Munch. It's got to be. The Frazzle flatters to deceive.
Yeah, I agree. I had a bag of like supermarket own, you know, bacon bits or whatever they call them yesterday. You know, like they're not quite, the flavour's not quite as good as Frazzles, but essentially, you know, I could happily eat those instead of going out my way to find Frazzles. Beef Monster Munch seems popular. I tell you what, Beef Monster Munch got 62 votes. Frazzles got 44, so they're gone.
Ooh. These are good votes, these people. A lot of good voting.
Good turnout. So, yep, Frazzles are fucked. See you later. Beef Monster Munch, they're through to the semis.
I'm surprised there's no Marmite in here. There's no Marmite crisps, is there? There is Marmite crisps, but none got mentioned. They're a hipster crisp.
No, that's not a hipster crisp. Marmite's the food of everyone. It's the food of the people. I'll be honest with you. My friend, Pie and Mash, Jamie, right? He suggested, I don't know if it was Marmite crisps he suggested or Bovril crisps, right? They operate on the same plane, right? They're not the same, but they, you know, they kind of live next door to each other, you know, piss each other off every so often. And I didn't put them in because I'm a big Marmite fan, and the general reaction to Marmite on my Facebook group anyway is one of disdain and just, you know, disgust. So I didn't really see where they fitted in, and we had a lot of other nominations, so I left them out.
The Brexit crisp of choice. It divides people like Brexit does. 49-51. Boom. Marmite, yay. Marmite, nay.
Yeah, true. I mean,
I was a Marmite, nay, but I am now a Marmite, yay.
So what made you go from nay to yay? Because Marmite's been around forever.
Yeah, Stuart likes Marmite. Stuart's a big fan of the old Marmite. And we were round at his a while ago. I think it was earlier this year. And he did the famous Marmite roast potatoes, which were an absolute delight. And then I think listening to you on your show, backing them. So then you do a bit of wholemeal toast, bit of Marmite on, bit of cheese on top. Boom. And it just changes your life.
Yeah, cheese and Marmite, it goes so well.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the right side of things now. I don't understand people who don't like Marmite.
But, yeah, you're all dead to me. All of you.
The last quarterfinal four, like this was the matchup for me. This was the one that when it came out, I just thought, fucking hell. Like, I don't know what's going to happen with it. I have my own gut feeling, but it's Salt and Vinegar Squares up against Pickled Onion Monster Munch. How are you calling it?
This is the final that everybody wanted. I think I said that last time when the draw come out. This is the biggest draw. This will be very close, I think. Me personally, it's got to be the Salt and Vinegar Square.
Yeah.
Good. That's what your gut's saying.
These are both top crisps. I mean, they're elite crisps. I put them in an elite bracket. So it was interesting to see the votes come in. I watched them over the few days on the different socials. There was flip-flopping going on. Salt Vinegar Squares, they received 52 votes.
Ooh, that is close, that is close.
The Pickled Onion Monster Munch, they got 67. Oh, see you later, Squares. The Pickled
that's
Onion.
A big vote.
It is a massive vote, and the Pickled Onion marches on.
Oh, freaking hell. So I got everyone wrong there, I think. That's my magic gut for me.
Yeah, you did, actually, because you called the skips. No, you called the discos. You did get one right. Oh. I thought, no, you called the beef Monster Munch as well, didn't you?
No, I might be wrong. Yeah, I can't remember. I'm just delirious with joy. Crisp joy. Croy.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's look and see where that leaves us with the semi-finals. So the first semi-final. Semi-final one. Nice and spicy knickknacks up against salt and vinegar discos.
So this is your number one crisp, and it's got a buy into the final there. It's got a buy. Unless there's some nasty tactical voting going on out there to get your crisp out, specifically like Eurovision.
I'm not sure, because there is a lot of nice and spicy knickknack fans, a lot of them. So I don't know how to call that, if I'm honest. But that leaves us with the second semi-final is the Battle of the Munch. It's Beef Monster Munch versus Pickled Onion Monster Munch.
It's got to be pickled onion all day long.
Well, I don't know. Look, they've both made it this far. I would assume pickled onion is top of everyone's list or there and thereabouts. But Beef's had, you know, a lot of love coming into this. Look, it's a derby, isn't it? It's a crisp derby.
It's the Chelsea Arsenal, it's Liverpool Everton, it's Man United Man City. It's too close to call. This could be 49-51. It could be.
I'm calling that the winner of this semi-final wins the entire thing.
I mean, For the semis, do we get the crisps in and reintroduce ourselves to them?
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I haven't got any crisps today because I thought, well, I'll have a episode off because I've been struggling with a particularly aggressive hemorrhoid the last few days, and I don't know how good the crisps are for that. So
too much salt going in will tickle on the way out, no doubt.
Well, exactly. I thought I'd better be a bit, you know, sensible with it. But definitely for the semi-final, all four crisps are going to be in front of me. I cannot wait.
Oh, dearie me. We're so close. We're so close. We're starting to see who could possibly be in the final.
Yeah. I mean, look, after this comes out, as usual, a bit later, we'll put up all the polls on the socials. Get your votes in. Please just vote. Share it if you can.
Share it.
On Twitter. And Twitter is easy to share if you're on Twitter. If you're not, if it's one of the Facebook ones, you can't share it from my group. That's my fault. It's a private group. But you know what? You can say to your mates, which one do you prefer? And you can you put a vote in for them on Facebook? No, maybe not. Maybe you can only vote once.
You can leave it in the comments below. Or join the group. Yeah.
Or do as Craig said, just put it in the comments below. My mate so-and-so wants this
Spud.
One. Or...
My mate Spud.
Oh, well, yeah, you'd have to like crisp if your name was Spud, wouldn't you? It'd be illegal not to.
I'm allergic to potato. I don't like any potato, but Spud, come on. Spud King Edward.
Yeah, exactly. Mr. Spud. That's your name. You got to like crisps. If you don't like it, change your fucking name. But do your votes and all that once they go up. Thank you for voting for the quarterfinals. There was loads of you. Absolutely loved it. And we're nearly there. We're nearly at the final. We've just got the semis to go. I'm predicting a nice and spicy knickknacks, pickled onion monster munch final. Am I right? Am I wrong? I'm normally wrong, but...
Crying it in. He's crying it in. That's what you're doing.
I want the Salt and Vinegar Discos through. I got a feeling that the Knick Knack Army, they're quite mobilised. You know, they're quite organised. I hear that they're, you know, they're on the dark web. They're communicating.
Russia on their side. Russia have been voting.
Well, they're on the dark web. They're talking to North Korea. They've got the North Korea vote. We can't get the North Korea vote because you can't get inside that country. But because they're going behind the lines, I hear there's all sorts of stuff going on. And to be honest, the Salt and Vinegar Disco mob, they ain't mobilised. They ain't ready to go. They need a G-up.
There's a load of fake Twitter accounts just appeared, all with knick-knack pictures with one follower. They'll all be voting tactically.
Yeah. So if you care about one of these, Chris, each of these semi-finals, make sure you get the voting done. Get other people to vote.
Yeah. Register with the Crisp Embassy to vote if you need to. Get them votes in.
Because if you don't vote, you can't fucking moan afterwards.
Exactly. So, and this is on both feeds.
Yeah.
It's going to be a competition. You can get the show out first.
No, you'll get it out before me. I'm not even going to try and beat you. It's 2 seconds. Yeah, it's all out.
It's done. Mate. Edited. No, I like to take out all the silences and the ums and the ears.
Do you?
That one, no, I don't. That one will stay in.
Oh, if that was my other podcast, that would be out straight away.
Right.
All right.
Go lick a crisp.
Eat crisps every day.
And vote.
Please vote.
Reaching inside a crisp bag. I'm pulling out all the crumbs. I'm licking them off my fingers and licking them off my thumb. When the bag is nearly empty and all of the crumbs are gone, I'll have to open up another bag until I've finished all of them as well. I like eating crisps, I guess I do. I put them in my mouth and I start to chew. I like eating them inside my bed and in the bath as well, yeah. Yeah. I like eating crisps when I'm on my own. I like eating crisps when I'm on the phone. Except for when I fancy something else, like, I don't know, some Rivita or something. La 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 la.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.